general overseer of Grace Bethany Ministry. Can we put our hands together as welcome professor Solomon Godwin to the altar? That's why we are here today, for its inclusive atmosphere. And I want to assure you that I'm not here to preach to everybody, but I'm here to preach to somebody. And that somebody will get something special. And you will go home fulfilled. And I hear somebody say, bigger amen. But first, I want to appreciate God's servant, even though he's more awesome than me. Praise God here. I'm not taking photographs with him because you're questioning him. He is by yourself. The worst thing you can do is to take a raw photograph and somebody who looks attractive and you need to be colored. Praise God. What a wonderful God servant. God got across our way. It was a blessing to us in Nigeria. Glory be to God. And I just want to thank you for the spirit, the love, and the passion. It's a sin not to appreciate what you have. And it's even a greater sin to commonize what you have. And it's even a sin of neglect not to understand what you have. And it's another sin of lack of forwardness if you don't appreciate who makes you better. Somebody said, don't remember who appreciate who made you better. Appreciate who took care of you and repeated you when there was no form in your life. So I want you to please do me a favor by appreciating this wonderful God's talent. That person is like, who shouted who? Who shouted who? I want to know who I shall shout. You are going to get a better gift. In this party now, you will hear your voice. Praise God there. Yeah. So please, can you just appreciate it better than that?
We love it.
All of you that shouted, you will never cry the cry of
death. Amen.
So I give an opportunity now. Shout if you will.
Celebrate you with your hopeful attendance. Dorothy,
God. In the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate my man. Father, thank you so much. You don't appreciate a man. Appreciate who took care of a man. You understand what I'm saying, man? You know, man of God is an institution. You know the constitution. You can imagine by his devil, his devil. Why is it the commodity? Praise God, yeah. So to have, Mama, thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Such a beautiful woman. I will tell you more from you. On Tuesday, on Thursday, you will hear part B. What Mama did to me and I like you. Praise God. Amen. And please join me to appreciate yourself, the leadership of the church. Every one of you appreciate yourself. And I bring God's greeting from my wife. You know, you may not appreciate me. I want to see my wife appreciate me. Praise God. God is beautiful woman. And after 6 children, she's still beautiful. Glory be to God. And I want to say, God bless her. She's with us. She's in the United States. She's in our bodies. And she sends greetings to everyone. And then the church sends greetings to us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Connor. God bless you. Let's celebrate them. God bless you. God bless you, the media. Let's sit down in the space and be with you. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to us just briefly today on the set time, the set moment, and the breaking forth period. The set time, the set moment, and the breaking forth period. Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you because you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Because you are the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, the Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley, Bright and Morning Star. Lord, we reference you, and without you, we can do nothing. And we ask as the word goes forth, Father, we speak that somebody here that your miracle, your testimony, will be visible in their lives. And I know your name is glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. And somebody say bigger amen. Amen. So can we chorus the topic together? Number one, the set what? The set time. Number two? And number three? And the breaking forth period. The set time. In everything in your life, there must be a set time. If you want to take a move in life, there must be a set time. Time is 24 hours, but there's a set time in the 24 hours for your moment. And every lifting has a set time. Everything in life has a set time. When I got married, I just called my wife and I said, this is my 10-year plan. And I said, this is what I have a 10-year plan, and I submitted it to her. And I asked her, what's your plan? So I will put it into the 10 years. And after the 10 years, we'll move to another year of eternal time. And everything we needed to do was planned. The planning was there, but the timing has to be set. God cannot take you off without your agenda. God is so organized that you have to let him know what your plan is. Then he will fit your plan to his agenda. He said, the thought I think towards you is a thought of good, am I speaking here, and not of evil to give you an expected end. That means, I have a thought for you, but give me your plan. The thought I think towards you is a thought of good and not of evil to give you an expected time. So God gives you, has a thought for you, because I can't give back to you in this world or manufacture into this world without a plan.
But I need to have, what do you want yourself to achieve? Then I fit it into the thought I've already had for you. You can't fail until you determine to fail. Failure is not that probably you couldn't, your business is not germinating. Am I speaking here? Failure is not that probably you enter school and you are able to fail a class. That's not failure. Failure is not because you tried a business and the business is not working. That's not failure. There's a difference between challenges and failure. Failure is not that you just try to do something, it's not working out. That's not failure. Failure is when you give up on the existence of prosperity that determines your fate. Then you are failed. I can't fail because I'm trying to go to my destination and I enter the wrong bus. If I get to that wrong bus and I get to that wrong destination, I have two options. Back where I'm coming from, or rechannel my focus. Many of us sitting down here today have made up your mind, this is what I want to do, but God said I'm going to fit in what you ought to do for success. Okay? And that's why I said I know the thoughts. And when I saw this message, the 11th hour, I said to myself, this is the right time. God cannot bless you until you wait for your 11th hour. You can achieve success for your first hour. You can make determination for your second hour. The first hour to the 10th hour belongs to you because you have ability to make it work. God can never do what you can do. And he can never do what you have not tried to do. God sets in if you are almost setting yourself up. That's why when you have the central bank of any country in the world, they set in when banks are failing. So I'm not preaching to somebody who has succeeded. I'm preaching to somebody who says, I think I'm failing. God can't come forth for you and remove the Red Sea because he brought you out from Egypt. The Red Sea will be there until you get to that point of the Red Sea. He is not God until there is a manifestation. Miracle is God doing what your ability cannot comprehend. And so as you are sitting down and seeing destinies who have a plan, but God has a better plan. Glory be to the Most High God. I was asking somebody what is safety, sir. The safety is having a good pilot and having a good airplane. And you are too sure that the pilot is professional. You are too sure that the plane is good enough and the engine tested and clean and new. And I said, your definition is as good as failure. I said, because the best pilot died. The best aircraft crashed. The best car bought today had seen one, not an engine on the road. I said they were all manufactured by man, like mechanically made, not supernaturally made. I said, so you can get a best air flight, but God can give you the best safety. I've seen a vehicle that is rickety, walking so slow that it got to destination. And I've seen beautiful, fantastic vehicle, moving so fast, but crashed on the road. It is not how fast you are, but how God answered your 11th hour. And I want to say something to everyone here. Your 11th hour is a culmination of what you have done with your first to 10th hour. Your first to 10th hour is your labor. That's what God did to Jesus. He did all the work from the first hour to the 10th hour. This man worked. But when he came to the 11th hour, the returning time, the seed of continuity dried up in him. Even those that he has carried along failed him at the 11th hour. So I'm talking to those who have been failed by the 11th hour. Between that 11th hour I'm talking to the set of persons. When Jesus came there, he told Peter, he said, every one of you, please stand with me. And I can say I've lost steam. I've lost steam. And I needed you to pray with me. When Jesus lost steam, these guys were looking for sleep. Time comes in your life, you come to the 11th hour, and you're looking for who to assist you to succeed to your 12th hour. And they are all sleeping. But at that time that they are sleeping was when the supernatural energy came forth. My scripture said, even Jesus cried, if it is my will, let this cup pass over me. The master, am I speaking here? The master, the God himself, the Godhead, never spoke a word. Sometimes silent from heaven does not mean there's no answer. If God wants to bless you, he keeps silent when you are crying. If God wants to lift you, he keeps silent when you think he's not there. But he's there because the 11th hour means you have come to a point where the supernatural, am I speaking here, will take you to your 12th hour. Many of you sitting down here, I want to give you an encouragement that you are assessing your 11th hour, getting to your promotion, to your 12th testimony. And that's why in the book of Matthew 26 and 7, it's important. Let me just show you what I said about Jesus, and I will look into this place. And about 11 hours, he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, why have you here all the day idle? And then in verse 7, they said unto him, because no man has hired us. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. That means in the 11th hour, where others, they were standing idle, they're tired. What do they want? They're tired because they're standing idle. And he said, go, no man has hired us. We've been here all day long. Nothing seems working. And no man has hired us. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatever is right, that ye shall do. Can I speak something to somebody here? Idleness is a sign that I don't think I have much to do anymore. But he said, go. Listen carefully. I'm speaking to somebody here. That there's a go coming for somebody. He didn't say go into the field. He said go into the vineyard. Because the vineyard is a place of strength. This our vineyard is a place of strength. Praise God. I told a native doctor that came for confrontation. I said, you have your shrine. We have the man who created the shrine. I said, you have what you do and you keep screaming like goats. I said, those days are past. Those days are past when a native doctor would scream to us as goats. That was when our strength was small. And that was when we never understood the power of the creator of the 11th hour. I told him straight, I said, there's no enticement against Jacob, neither is any divination against Israel. And by the time we finished done, he was on the floor. And he began to scream. I said, because I understand the possessor of the heavens and the earth. I also understand that the earth is of the Lord and the fullness thereof. If you don't know your spiritual realm, it will become a calamity. In Isaiah 54, it says, sing ye, O barren, that did not break forth into singing. It said, that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Glory be to God. That thou did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Go ahead and let's see what that verse is going, that place is going to give us. Isaiah 54. Enlarge the place of your tents and let them stretch forth the curtains of them, because the spear not lengthen thy cord and strengthen thy steeds. Listen carefully. Enlarge your place of tents. I'm talking to somebody here. This is the 11th hour. Increase your demand of an increase of glory. And he said, and let them stretch for the curtains of their habitation. Dream big, speak it. Get ready for an explosion. The person you are looking up to will be the one coming to you for help. Spread your habitation. Spread on letting your cord and strengthen thy spirits. That some person is looking down on you and saying, I don't think you matter anymore. Get ready for the next meeting. Listen carefully. He is not preparing a table in the presence of your friends. He said, I'm not preparing a table in the presence of my enemy. Don't pray for them to die yet. Because if they do, they say, it's because I died. That's why you pass by. He said, I'll prepare the table in the presence of my, and that anointed my head and my cup running. And so he prepared the table in the presence of those who look down with you, of those who say you cannot make it. Oh God, these guys are not getting it. Of those who say you cannot make it, of those who said that you'll be swallowed by the challenges. Do you know what it means for God to prepare a table? Have you ever seen yourself prepare a table and they put a lot of things on the table? But this time around, God prepared what? A table. And he prepared a table. On that table, you can think what God will have put on the table. And then he said, enemies attend. If there's one thing I've seen under this one, is that your enemy must attend your breakfast party. They will, even if you don't invite them. They will come. You know why? They want to come and see. And the funniest thing about the enemy is that they will even eat on the one who they castigated before. So, and that prepared the table in the presence of my enemy. And then the enemy came to the table and they began to eat the food on the table. And after they finished, they can die. Don't pray against them to die. Pray that they attend the table. And thou prepared a table in the presence of my enemy. And thou anointed my head with oil. At that point in time, all you have crossed through attack cease. There are times in your life attack must cease. Somebody is not getting me right here. I said there's a time in your life attack will cease. Oh my God. There's some prayer point that will cease when something has happened. I'm not joking to somebody here. When you are coming up, you say, God in heaven, if you can take me through school, it was a prayer point. When you are gone through school, it's no more a prayer point. Why you die in prayer? Because prayer has not been answered. And God takes away some bombings. Your prayers are limited, but your thanks is increasing. That's what we have come to do today. We are going to pray less and give thanks. Amen. You are going to come to a point in your life that your name will be called thanksgiving. I don't know whether I'm making sense to somebody here. It's not a testimony that every day you will just hold a pillar and bend your neck till you begin to have what they call neck issues. It's not a testimony. It is because the problem of idleness has sentenced you to a problem of shaking your neck. When God begins to break away the bands of your neck, and when God begins to break away the shackles that guides you, when God began to destroy everything that stands against you, you begin to pray a prayer of thanks. It's more weighty than a prayer of pain. Come on, give him praise if you're in the house. Come on, give him praise. Glory be to God. Let's get back to that Isaiah, if you would please. Is somebody blessed here, right? Is somebody blessed here, right? There are people sending messages that things will not work for you. Get ready for explosion. I said, get ready for explosion. He will do what he says he will do. I have come to meet with God. He can never fail. When he comes, he does it. I'm not hearing you. Look at it. Go to the next verse, if you will, please. And he said, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. And made a desolate city to be inhabited. I thought somebody is getting the mystery of this verse. And thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left hand, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and made a desolate city. Nobody will celebrate you until something happens in your life. So many years back, I was like a desolate city. It was like nothing will happen. I can't forget. And I'm sure the uncle said, see, there's a level God will bless you, sir. Even those who torment you, they'll be watching your message. And they have nothing to say. I Because there's a time when you have no voice, your advice is useless. Even your senses does not make sense. But when God gives you a voice, they will say, wherever you are, whatever you say, we will work on it. That's why you refuse to be small. I reject to be desolate. You can. Am I speaking to somebody? Please, I need an announcement in the house. Glory be to God. And so I will never forget, I was staying with my auntie at that time, and then, you know, we do everything. These things are good now, you know. We do everything. Early in the morning, we have to, I can do pampas, you know. We do pampas and napkin, you know napkin? Those days when you wrap, God bless you. God bless you, man. You know, you just put the napkin, you have seen what I've gone through. You two have gone through. Because experience is talking. God bless you. You pin it, push it in the middle. Once the needle must not affect the child. That was all I was doing. Then we now take the children to school. And then bring them back. My auntie was working in Airways, their former Nigerian Airways, many, many years ago. And so she would bring things home. I would always take them to the airport, but I would never enter. Yeah, there's a permanent, there's your father. Nothing, you have no option. That's the only option. And then one day they'll be traveling, and they will look at me because I have to permanently take care of the whole. There's a trust of somebody who cannot run away. This is a permanent thing. When you are desolate, they give you destiny city to handle. And so we are just there. And then sometimes you see me singing. You know, that's why some songs you sing personally. It depends on what you're passing through. Am I speaking here? It's only when you are lifted, you remember Abraham blessing Samar. Am I communicating now? Mama, you are blessed. They will think because you love the song. You are too faithful. You say, that's my best song. Because you are already failing. Am I speaking to somebody here? You know, my best song there was Jimmy's. I want to fly away. Every day you see me sing, I fly away. Because the earth, I want to die. I just want to die, so I want to fly away. I'm not there to them. I said, there is no friend. You remember that song? There's no friend, you know. No friend in this world. You remember that song? You have gone through a lot. my best message is rapture. I'm telling you, no friend. No friend anywhere. Even the one we call families, they are the main tormentors. There's no other torment that would affect you more than your family. And so that was the song I sing. I'm telling you. Then you'll be seeing me singing, fire, 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 fire. It's not the fire of the only place I was talking about. It's a fire to kill all the people that are waiting. It was a terrible period. It was that bad. And one day I said, God, help me. If you can't help me, no man can help me. And I find myself, this is a period. Sir. Then I had to go to Syria to stay with my uncle, you know, for Papa to fire. He's even a Jehovah's Witness. His case is a bad case. Very bad case. The man who looked at me, he would tell me, he called me, God will now change it about it. When they call you one name, that's like goat name, you should know that you're not worthy. Pare! I said, Uncle, Pare! I said, Uncle. You don't have an option. They remove the wing because there's nothing to win. I was sharing the game with a dog. And I said, Uncle, he said, where am I sleeping today? He said, I'm not sleeping here. I'm having a friend. Friend is coming. My case is a desolate situation. As if nothing can ever happen. But you see, years later, God began to do some things that became information of the living power. I wanted to die, but death refused to come. I'm not joking. I'm cutting everything. You know, sometimes please tell your past so you can appreciate your present. Remember where you are coming from. Then you can fine-tune points in where you are. You can never thank God if you don't understand where you are coming from. I'm not hearing you at all. When I was much a young man, I think I'm still a young man. So when I was much a young man, I made up my mind, I'm going to serve God. I don't need anybody to teach me God. Listen carefully. If you are still taught God as a young man, you are a stupid person. Let me be frank with you, because there are many young people that are dying daily because they feel nothing happen to them. I'm not joking. A few months ago, I just spoke to a young man. I said, you're looking good. I drive, look at you. Why don't you just go to church and serve God? He looked at me. He says, sir, you know, I love you so much. I said, how do you drive me that I drive? Are you not okay? Driving without senses? It's only God that can package the sense. I told him, I was shocked when they gave me a news that he was just driving, nothing affected him. Just a vehicle missed the brake. Nothing. And only him died. I said, what a wasted life. Never think you are the author of your life. That's the mistake you're making. You are alive by virtue of God. Never compare yourself with those in the world who makes it. They are not making it. That's the mistake you are making. We have spoken to senators. We've seen senators die. We've seen them have money and they are not enjoying their money. I'm not kidding. We've seen them. Some of all of them talk to us all the time. We've seen them. We've seen governors. We've seen governments. Please, doctor, can I speak with you? Nothing is happening in their life. What is good for you to have money, you can't enjoy the power of the hour. You can't eat anything. It's a wasted life, a useless life. But because I knew where I'm coming from, glory be to God. I gave my life at the age of 14. And I never looked back at 14. I never, since that day, 44 years after salvation, I've never looked back. Why? Because I didn't see anything to look back. I made my first million at the age of 19. I started my own company at the age of 19 plus. I don't know what I'm making. I never looked back. I never want anybody to tell me God. What I've seen is enough to know God. And you shall know the truth and it shall set you free. Don't wait for 11th hour to know God. It may not come. But look at what God did. I said, God, I don't want to remain desolate. I'm just cutting it. I won't be able to sleep in the house. Say, go out there and sleep there. I have a visitor. But today, I can't remember, I've been paying his house rent for the past 25 years. All the children that they did everything to succeed. They can't match what God is doing in the life of my children.
Amen.
Their brother never want me to travel. I travel like a chicken. Don't give up dream. Listen, you can make up your dream, but there's one man that keep you alive for the dream. His name is Jesus. Your dream is useless without understanding the manufacturer of dreams. That is your worship. That young boy was always postponing salvation. When I meet him, he says, sir. But I was one day, he says, sir, people have enjoyed your time. Allow us to enjoy. He told me to have said, in the year 2025, he will serve God. Then I saw one miserable lady, beautiful miserable lady around him. I told the lady, why are you not telling this person about God? You are enjoying him without talking about Jesus. She smiled. Have you not seen the ladies of these days now? She smiled. She smiled. I want a girl professor. A a ghetto or that kind of life. Oh boy, when life teach you life. You understand the best school is not Lincoln. It's not Oxford. It's University of Life. I'm telling you, when you are giving, you eat 3 square meals without providing for it. You have not seen 11th eye. Although you do 11th eye, people understand. The 11th eye is a critical hour. Some God there and they die and give up. They cannot continue. But God today began to make a pathway. Well, I don't know whether I'm making sense here. When I wanted to give my life, I made up my mind, I will marry a woman that loves God. I don't even want the one I will convert. You know, it takes a stupid human being to convert what Holy Ghost can convert. My friend said, if I marry her, I will convert her. No problem. I said, fire on. On the day of the wedding, yeah, I said, so I made the result. How can you invite, convert somebody Holy Ghost cannot? Who are you? What do you have? What is the mandula of blindness? You are not the only one that can blame. It's too far to blow it to me. Today, I say we don't match ourselves. Today is the praise God here. Yeah. Because I'm too sure nobody brought the channel to church. Before you go back home to check, you have forgotten. It's psychology. Am I speaking to somebody here? Praise God, somebody here. Am I making sense here? I can blow any drama, but I'm too sure you will not check. But before you get home, I say, systematic system, yeah, you forgot it. The problem of life, if not code, will affect, you understand, you remember. But God began to do what he says he will do. I don't know whether I'm making sense here. It was the same lady that killed him. I'm not kidding. In the kitchen, just a slap argument. He will have been telling his maker, I've converted him. You can't convert what the Holy Ghost has not shaped. And that's why, as I'm speaking here this morning, we are talking about the 11th hour. Change yourself in the 10th hour. Let something, I'm not hearing you at all, begin to. Don't come to church because you want to be in church. You are no more of a religious type. You are coming to church because that's the only place for shaping. You are coming to church because you have more time for yourself. And God only gives you. That's the sin, sir, of Adam. I've given you vineyards. Eat everything. The man still come out again. I think what is even wrong with us? Huh? Majorly we black people. How we kill Jesus? Jesus don't do what finish. If he entered the He came to Egypt, Abby. Abby? Yes. Uh-huh. We kill him. We kill our maker. We kill our helper. We kill the one that helped us. It's a spirit that must be destroyed. It's in a funny yard you find life. And that is in a funny yard you find your posture. It's in a funny yard. Come on, speak to me here. There's no other way than divine here. Thank God. May you not find God when you are now getting to the grave. I'm telling you, you will regret your life. I know what I'm talking about. And somebody said, I met my classmates, you know, I don't know how they find me. They said, they are doing reunion. I said, where are you reunited? They said, we are meeting again together. The person that punished me in school. The person that punished me in school. You remember those school days where they will mark you and punish you? Eh? Senior. You even look like one of those people that punish you. Praise God, somebody here. So I looked at you, I said, you are the one that punished me. You are the one that punished me. You are the one that punished me. He said, that was them. I said, but now I'm going to punish you. He said, how will you punish me? I said, because your condition needs me to pray for you. And I had to pray for him. He was a big boy at that time. I'm not joking. You know, how many of you have seen big boys in your school camp? You never know. You can't even teach us afraid of them. This boy was a big boy. When we are reading, he's looking for girls. And he was saying, come, sir. Yes, yes, yes. This is the way it works. Even in the spare time. Yes. And when we are eating, during our long period, he will come and collect the food. The fear of this boy is the beginning of understanding. We'll be writing papers, they will come and stay around me. They'll be using Bible. They'll be tricking my back. I'm not kidding. I said, I'm just can't see today. So what I did was to be writing for them. So if the paper was 2.5 hours, answer one with 5 others. I will now use 1 hour to write and give to them. They will beat me. They must wait for us on the way. There's no other way to follow. I'm already in problem where I'm living. So I'm not problem with you. I'm telling you. And so this is the road we pass through. And so they will not sit around me and all those things. So I have to write. One day God gave me wisdom. So I will use 1 hour to write wrong answers. Mama, you are looking at, I'm going to heaven. I've repented. So I will write wrong answers. Mama, don't look at me. So we are brutal. Mama, you are alive. So I now wrote wrong answers. And then I will give them. The power will be full. You know, when you don't have sense, you'll be copying any senses you see. You see the speech, they'll be copying. I said, Father, thank you. So I have to use 1.5 hours and see what I can make out of it. So it was one of them, I said, life has gone out of him. Nothing is happening. And so I looked at him, I have to pray for him. Nothing is working. Let me tell you something. It's better to serve God when you are strong. It's better to give God energy when you are strong. At this 11th hour, I break forth. Something is about to happen. I'm telling you the truth. You are about to spring forth much more than what you have thought. Those who live down on you definitely will come and take advice from you. Am I speaking here? And so, plus or minus, to the glory of God, I just said I needed to lift him up, which we did. There are people now that are looking at you and saying, are you sure this path you are following you can succeed? I have an announcement for you. Wait for the God of your 11th hour. So a woman that was just, who was 50-something years old, there was no one, husband. This lady served God. And serve God. I'm not talking about what they told me. I'm talking about what we know. Till the sister, his own biological sister, junior one, asked him to leave the house. But he must be a witch. But the miracle took place. Somebody just came into the church, just like we are today. With his friend inviting him, came from the United States. Just worshiped and looked straight to that lady. You know, that's the way God works. God works in a mysterious way. God works in a mysterious way. Our God works in a mysterious way. My God works in a mysterious way. He works in a mysterious way. And plus or minus, the man just took interest in her. While she was working for God. Focus working for God. The eyes went down. And he told his friend, he said, that sister. And the friend said, you didn't see all this that came. This young one, this spiritual spoliator. You didn't see them. You are seeing that things that come that will be gone. And this is here. This is real. Am I speaking here? He said, please, I want to see the pastor. I'm being frank. This is a life story. And so when they came, he's even another story. I said, I don't know. Are you okay? Because very nice looking answer man. I said, let's share the story. He said, we know what we're doing for you. We told the story. The more you talk, the more you talk. And at the end of it, tell me what you think. When he went to tell the lady too was confused. They have come again. This is the only place I have peace. They have come to deceive me again. The marriage took place 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Marriage happened. I was married her. Start preparing my papers and all those things. Anyway, to cut that short, we have 2 children.
Amen.
Because she got to her 11th hour and God gave her the third answer. Two children without, come on, you're a medical person. But at that time, not IVF. She didn't do IVF. Yeah, with no IVF, no. None of these effort. No complication. By 50, she would have been in negative. No. But God answered that prayer, gave her 2 children, beautiful in a female and a female. And then the man compensated my years. Man said, I'm happy. This delay could be because of you. I'm so sorry I didn't find you on time. The man has gotten everything, gave her a car, signed everything to her. People are still dreaming. People are still so tall. Oh, are you sure? They are still in the shop. He gave back to one child. Still in the shop. Gave back to another child. They are still in the shop. She's fresh. You know why you are looking colorless? Because of trouble. When God takes away the problem, you have a friend. And I lift up my hand to somebody here. Receive it in Jesus' name. I think I have a few minutes more. Then verse 4. Praise God. Verse 4. What did he say? Look, please. Can we say it together? Fear not. For thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither shall that be what? Confirmed. For thou shalt not be put what? To shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. So can I speak to you? When life begins to tell you, can it be done? Say, fear not. When it appears, can it still happen? Fear not. Can I still get married? Fear not. Can I still have my children? Fear not. Can I still move beyond this level? Fear not. Will the one tormenting me, will they continue this way? Fear not. Can I still be lifted up? Fear not. Is it still possible I can still break through? Fear not. Can my dreams still come to pass? Fear not. Is it possible I can weather the storm and come out successfully? Fear not. Can I still stand and that health will not kill me? Fear not. Is it possible I can still succeed? Fear not. I speak to somebody, fear not. For you that began a good work, will finish that work. Come on, give God praise if you will in the house. Now, for thou shalt not be put to shame, and thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and remember them no more. I have a good news for you, fear not. You will never remember the shame of your youth. For the glory of the later shall be better than the former. Hallelujah. If somebody hearing me today here, announce to somebody, fear not. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Let me be frank with you. If you have been rejected, thank God. Thank God. John said no to you. Jude is available. Matthew forgot you. John the beloved is available. What are you afraid of? There's something God is about to do. You need to be rejected to be accepted. Glory be to God. And that's the announcement I'm bringing forth to somebody here. That God who began a good work will finish that work. The remaining few minutes in my hand. Let me be frank with you. If God is taking you to a voyage of success, take you to a voyage of your 11th hour, trying to get you out of the pain to announce your arrival. If Jesus never brought you to the 11th hour, there'd be no resurrection. Am I speaking here? Resurrection announced him. He walked out, but resurrection announced him. You're about to be announced even from the pain things you're going through. You have a gift to God. Are you getting me now? Mama, remember there was a woman that gave that. She gave, I'm sure maybe you have the story. We are closer to the story. She gave that. The husband has given that to two children before and is complaining that there was no money, nothing to take care of them. Now this woman went to give that and gave that to her. The man ran away. They took, I'm not joking, took him to what they call the loot. No, sorry, General Hospital, Ikeja. They were not looking for the man. He first of all thanked God for that the children has arrived and the wife is alive. When they answered, how many children? He said, four. That was the last time they saw him. His phone wasn't working again. So the woman was helpless in General Hospital. Am I right? Just receiving the, what do you call it now? Answer me. Even charity needs charity. You know, was, you know, they were just, yeah, they were just looking for help. You know what I'm saying? And the wife was, where's my husband? Where's my husband? The man is not bad, but he's confused. What, four children? Where will he start from? He's complaining of the two, but there's nothing. Four came. The wife is not there, why he came. They're looking for the man. So the news went round. The funny thing, there was a new government in Lagos State. You know, new government entered. The first lady needed to have a fresh, and he had his food. So he went to General Hospital. Am I right? They now went to General Hospital. You know the story. When the General Hospital to church, and she needed to make an impartation of her lady. And they saw the winner say, we'll give that scholarship. She will do this, she will do that, she will do this, she will do that. They give them in the house. And all those things. The husband came. The phone was not working before. So the question is, how did they get him and how did he hear it? Two things. Let me tell you, if you think nobody knows what you are passing through, well, there are two things people know without telling them. Your pain and your progress. They know, even when you switch off your phone, am I right? Even if you, that's what I'm telling you this house. Even if you switch off your phone, they will hear it. The man came on his own. They just saw him straight into the world. The woman said, hey, how can I hear today? How can I hear? The man too says, very clean. What is there? What is there? He has had that baby. And he came in. He said, he was announcing from the what? Where are you going? He said, I'm the father of the woman that gave birth to four children. The one that, but like, I'm the husband. Am I communicating now? Praise God. Yeah. And he got in there. And he changed his life and stuff. What he was running away from that became a problem was actually a progress. Can I speak to somebody here? What you think is pain is a testimony ahead of time. And it will announce you to the glory of God. So the last point I will get to, and then I'll drop, is, let me tell you, when you get to an 11th hour, it's a period of thanks. Start thanking me for the first hour to the 10th hour. That's the mistake people make. They make mistake, at the time they ought to thank God, is when they continue to pray. What are you doing at the 11th hour? Thank you for what you did. If you can sustain me from the first hour to the 10th hour, then I will see the 12th hour. Your 12th hour is an hour of great comfort and peace. It's a period of thanking God. Come on, speak to me if I'm making sense. It's a period of appreciating who God is. It's a period of giving him thanks because he's God. People are no more giving God thanks for what he has not done. Can I speak here? The best thank you can do to God is to give him thanks for what he has not done. We are used to giving thanks. I want to give thanks to God for the car I bought. I want to give thanks to God. Am I speaking here now? For for the house. I want to give thanks to God. Am I right? Just have a new child. That is already thanking itself. Thank God for what you think he has not done. For what you are not sure of. But God has made it available. You thank him ahead of time. Thank him for fulfilled dream that you have not seen. Thank him. And I think that's the thanks that carries weight. I'm a product of my wife marrying me, sir. I've never had that before. I was just there by Am I speaking here now? I saw a woman that said she has been praying for me, her friend. Father, the husband have not married. Then you carry a seed and be sowing. The husband have not married. The husband have not, wherever he is, come forth. Then we have one lady like that. Now we leave to the church. She will now come to my office to wait. She will come to my office to wait. She wants to see the director. Then he has connived with other people who love the director. He saw a dream. He saw, that God says two of us. I ask her, I said, after waiting for hours, I said, you didn't go to the church? He said, no, I'll just minus one. Even me, I'm looking forward to taking you. You didn't go to the church? Minus one. See how that idea. Whereas there's another one praying, unknown, submitting a seed, and praying to God. Wherever my husband is, manifest it. Who told you that sowing is wrong? Even the man I'm talking right now to himself, he should have sold his church. He was not doing anything. I know him very well. I don't want to know that. We are very, very, very well, one-on-one. Why is he deceiving people with all his dreams? Okay, if you know that giving is wrong, all the suit they just gave you 15 suits. Why did you receive it? Whatever you have done, I know he was not doing anything before he was. We were doing something. We left it. We are doing good money. They're not doing anything. And so whatever. Okay, I'm going to start it. Am I speaking to somebody here? All the, praise God, somebody here. All the, he was not doing anything. I'm not joking. And then, the church and everything, give it up and give back the money. Are you preaching heresies? And then you let that turn it again and say, that's not what you said. No, don't deceive people. You are looking for attention, but you have lost it before. And people are gullible to it. The people I've seen worse are those who like to receive when they hate to give. If God will give his only begotten son, then that's deceiving. If I ask you now, give your number one son, donate him to God. I'll preach that thing once you try. This thing is to bring them. I only preach. The woman carry her baby and put on the altar. Can't put on the altar. So let him have another school. So he's not giving to God. I said, no. That's not what I'm talking about. You don't understand what I'm saying now. This is not Hannah and Samuel. I'm not a liar. I was not preaching, just normal preaching. I said, and they gave the first son. And then, Hannah fulfilled what she has said. And gave the woman carrying it and put on the altar. I said, why? He said, yes. He has given the church. I said, to do what? He said, he has given her strength. I said, we don't want this one. I'm not Eli. And my wife is not Hannah. But what I'm talking about is a period where you will understand that since you're a product of giving, or you're a product of receiving, you must also be a product of giving. When you get to 11th hour, you begin to think, come on, speak to me here. What do I do to make sure I get God's attention? Why did God leave Abel? Give him. Why did God leave Solomon? Give him. Why did God? Almost all of them, it's not that God is not a sufficient God. But no, you must prove to him that when he gives you, it will not dry in your hand. Am I right, Pastor? You are truly in the spirit. 24 hours, shake at one. I love you, Pastor. me out for lunch. The worst person to take you out for lunch is someone who does not know road. I get it. Praise God. If I say I'm taking you out for lunch, I don't even know where we're going to go. Praise God. So you are now the one that will now show me the road. Since you show me the road, we will do what we do in the US. Let me take them for lunch. They will pay for it. Bless you, Pastor. So let's look at those two verses and then we'll pray. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Let's look at those two places. I just want to take it calmly because of the revival we are having on Thursday. Praise God. Now, let's look at it. Open your Bible and say, give him thanks. That's it. I'm sure that's the book of Thessalonians 5 verse 8. He said, give him thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God concerning you, Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. So give him thanks. When do you give him thanks? In all circumstances. In every situation, give him thanks. Whatever it may be, give him thanks. Thanks is a door that will be opened. Let the peace of Christ rule over you. Glory be to God. I don't know whether I'm making sense here. Please give him praise if I'm still making sense in the house. Colossians 3 verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Since as members of one body, we are called to peace. And be thankful. And be what? Thankful. Give him thanks. Be a product. Stop struggling for something. Just give him thanks. Am I speaking, sir? And I give you this example, I pray. I'm waiting for Thursday and Friday because that's going to be a revival section. Sir, I go to a people to pray many, many years ago. And sometimes I tell people who don't pray. But I don't know when they go to pray, they ask of God, but they're not doing anything. I go to pray, I must then see in my heart. And so, I decided to now see the needs. And if you knew at that time, there was nothing like all this. People would just go and look. So I made up my mind that any money that comes to my hand, I'll go to that mountain and give it to them. So luckily, they're not even getting our church land. They're not getting anything. So I got the first 2 minutes. And I did not even have transport to go. But I took the 2 million intact. And I got there. And they were praying. They were praying. Come and see prayer. Say, mother. I drank. Oh my God. I have not prayed though. May you not see problem that make you pray. You will stand one place like this. You bend your neck. 4 hours. So 4 hours. I'm telling you the truth. And so we got there, and then we are praying. So I left because at times we are going to be in a hall. We are praying together. So I left and I asked for the brother to show me. Man, I was taking holding the money in the ground envelope. And then when we got there, because it's a good amount of because of the envelope. When we got there, I said, I want to just give something. Now we start with Baba. We want to give you something. That means there have been people praying that place, suddenly means we can't ask for it. And so I hand it over to him. Don't you know that money has left? I hand it over to him. He looked at me. He said, the problem they are giving me, they won't give me. He said, secondly, he said, God will take me far that I will not go through what he went through. He only prayed 3 prayers. All that have been praying their life out. I love that place. The same thing I did when I met him over in the airport. I ran like a baby that knows nothing. And I took all I had. The gold was given to me and now that. The protocol even pushed me. I said, I don't want to see him. Please. And I said, sir, I give it to you. He looked at me. He looked at me. He looked. He said, man, he knew you. You walk selflessly and you are blessed. And I left. The word of a king is strong. Listen. You go to your village and your king is talking, everybody is obeying. What about the one who is the God's servant? Who God has given authority to remove and to plant? You must understand, don't give carelessly to careless people. Give to people that have authority to make impact in your life. Giving is a gate, sir. Am I right here? It's a gate. Nobody's answering me. Okay, since you are not answering me, women, I want to use you for example. Say the truth. I'm highly anointed. I didn't give you. Just come and go. study, when they are doing Bible study, look them, please stand up, come, you look alive. Oh God, yeah. Am I to be? I want us to forget this example. Praise God. Am I speaking here now? Now, look at me. I want us to be sincere. Women, please, be sincere to me. Will you be sincere? Will you be sincere? Look at two of us. Are you seeing two of us? I can pray. And then look at him. He can't even pray. But he has money. He's rich. Then, don't do partial here. No. Don't do partial. Okay. If any bit of partial can cancel. Now, here we are. You have a need, two of us. One, two, three. Two of us. Oh, don't worry. Let's see here, is that okay? Because you know you have. Am I speaking to somebody now? Two of us now. Me. Pastor, are you hearing? This is, I want you to be natural. Don't just be practical. Don't use spirituality. So he has the money. He's a Christian. He's born again. He goes to church. He serves God. Both of us, the same thing. But the difference is that God has blessed him. God too don't bless me with power, anointing, and speaking in tongues. You can't speak that one. Am I speaking here now? Now, are you hearing what I'm saying now? Are you hearing? Doing like this. You are blessed. Thank you. So here we are. And then two of us at the same time will now go to her. Eh? Pretend as if she's not your wife. You need to pretend as if she's not your husband. Even though it's not easy to pretend. Then two of us now go. Me and speaking to Limbeku Shikata. Lekatuya kuya kuma. Then he can't speak in tongues, but he can say the truth. Here you are, you have a need. Here you are. Where is that? This, we have not even finished. No, he's a Christian. Yes. Yeah, yes. Carry your husband. Carry. Praise God here. Next time, me and my wife will come. Praise God. But on a very serious note, that's the truth. The truth is this. The worst person to marry is to marry a stingy person. Stinginess is as good as witchcraft. And God himself, that's why he inhabits it. The world itself must keep rotating of blessings. God does not want blessings to stop here. He wants the blessings to rotate. So if he trusts to bless you, he trusts that the blessing will not just stay there. The blessing also will be a blessing to his house. The greatest blessing a man can attain. Now, so Jeremiah said it to me. Jeremiah said, he said, the best blessing a man can attain is that he build a house for God and build it. Long life will not enter your family. So when you are talking about the principle, am I speaking here, of 11th hour to get it done, have the ability to know that the greatest part of thanks for being your house. Thanks is not, it's ability to do something that you observe before you are told to do it. Thanks is not telling you to do what ordinarily you don't want to do, but you struggle to do it. The best thanks is to begin to uphold. Am I speaking here of what you want to do? I tell God, give me more prayer. I pray, God, give me the enablement. Sir, I was working in the bank when I found out that the leader ahead of me was living in one room. It's a story I have in Africa. It's only one salary I collected for the first month. The remaining period, I asked them to be paid into his account and so on. And people thought I was mad. That's not the salary I'm looking for. I'm only beating one lot. 17,000 naira there is not what I'm looking for. I want to go somewhere. I never knew I would be where I am today. Today, you can't tell me to rent a house. It's an insult on the glory of God. Today, you can't be telling me, am I speaking to someone? It's not possible. Today, I'm a PhD holder, but my own son break it earlier than me. He became a PhD very much longer than I am. I got my own in a job. I established business. He break it. He break it. He built his own building of business at a younger age. I don't know whether you're God, you are preparing a table ahead of your time. You're not doing it for anyone. You are building ahead of your time. You want God to trust you. Am I communicating to somebody here? Sometimes I say, God in heaven, build my children, but I don't have all it takes to build them. That's the blessings and the prayers. And I want to speak to you. Look at these young ones in our midst. They have a future. But let me tell you, no parent in the world can answer the needs of the children, all of them. We must have a seat that will open the door for them anywhere they go. Am I right, sir? And that seat is a gift of parents. Wherever you are, whether you are young, whether you are old, you must have the gift of parents. Don't thank him in a mockery way. Thank him in a supernatural way. And thank him with joy in your heart. Come on, speak to me here. Have the joy like a river. Just thank him like that. They said, river is my boy, right? Because the seed I sowed, and he became super ego captain. At a point, I controlled the national team from my church. You name Abbe, you name Abbe, Olofijana, all of them. It was a seed of time. Go on, your follow Mori. It's not everybody that knows how to appreciate what you have done. But God has a way of paying you back if you understand time. Am I speaking to somebody who cares to know? I pray for you today, wherever you are, and I speak to somebody here, and I lift up my hand, that the Lord will answer your 11th hour. At this point, in the name of Jesus, your testimony will be visible. The glory upon your life will be visible. Father, I pray, anyone who is terminating or tampering with the glory of your life, we lift up our hands. We terminate it in Jesus' name. I pray for positive glory upon you. Positive grace upon you. Positive lifting upon you. I lift up my hand and I prophesy by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will be what God said you will be. I pray in the name of Jesus. Testimony will flow and will flow and will flow and will flow in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. You seem almost giving up. You are thinking, should I return? No, you are not. God has not finished with you yet. I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, you begin to get the blessings of Abraham. That individual there, that young guy disappointed you, a miracle is taking place in your life. I pray that the glory of God will be made manifest in your life. I prophesy lifting, blessings, grace. Receive it in Jesus' name. Let the glory of the latter will be better than the former in your life. I pray in the name of Jesus that the seed of time shall be manifest in your life. I thought that amen is stronger than ever. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and by the power of the Almighty God. Can somebody shout an amen where you are? I will raise two prayer points. We're going to pray. The first prayer point. Father, restore unto me the grace of recognition. That wherever I go, I'll be recognized. I'll be identified. The grace of recognition. I want you to pray. Put two hands on your head and begin to pray that prayer. The grace for recognition. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray grace for recognition. Pray that prayer. Grace for recognition. Wherever I go, I'll be recognized. I'll be identified. Grace for recognition. Wherever I go, there will be identification. Second prayer point. There are people you touch. Things change. Am I speaking here? Measles are, are contagious. So that place is contagious. If you have it, just you speak to somebody close, it doesn't get sick. These are contagious. And nothing is contagious. There are people you touch. You begin to wonder what happened. But people you appreciate it. You begin to wonder, things have just changed. Because there's something they carry that is recognized. Am I speaking here? You can stay with the supernatural and still not contact it and stay the natural. But it's identifying it that becomes the issue. I can identify it without going into it. Abu says, I mean, the man that lended the horse, right? They asked for Jesus to come. Check the families. I was trying to make investigations. All the families are inventors. Or just that he brought his ass for Jesus. What we're going to do prayer in the name of Jesus, I know the power of contact. Praise God. When we are done, this is the shepherd of the church. This is the man that God gave grace. There's something in him we have not gotten enough. Am I speaking here? I pray that the Lord will open your eyes. You're not blessing him. Praise God. There must be something you must come back to this man. He must speak a word. He has been speaking to you before. Recognize that grace upon his life. I pray God will give you that enablement. Am I speaking here? I'm not asking you to do it, but I'm asking you that reasonably get it contacted. You can go to him at your own time. Am I speaking here now? You see where I sat down. You just take whatever God has played you. You can do that. Just lay hands on him. It's a contact. The mantle in the hand. Elijah, walk with Elijah. Don't worry, let's meet on Thursday and Friday. It's going to be revival. Revival. Just get ready. When there's something that is stubborn to go, it must respond to revival.
Amen.
And that's all you are going to do. Are you ready? Stretch your hand. Let's pray on that. This is your hand you are stretching. By the grace of God, will contact more blessing in your life. Your hand you are stretching by the grace of God in the name of Jesus. You will use to carry more of your blessings. I pray for somebody here in the name of Jesus. Your hand will be a source of divine attraction. I prophesy by the power of the Holy Spirit, and I speak as you stretch to the altar. I pray in the name of Jesus, every negative altar that they mention your name, either in your village or anywhere, we cancel it in Jesus' name. I pray that grace has touched you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I thought somebody shouting an amen. Congratulations in advance. I said congratulations in advance. Tell somebody, I will personally take care of you. No, tell someone, I will take care of you. In this very land. Let me go help you. Let me go carry your body. Tell the person, let me go carry your body. In the name of Jesus. Give him praise.
Put it together for the Lord this morning. Put it together.